My name is Denise. My name is Denise, Denise Valenci. And I heard about Sofonie about 8-9 years ago. And it moved me so much that I felt I had to know more about it. I had to learn about the messages. I had to take it all on board into my heart and do something. And this is when I was very blessed to be able to go to Damascus, and I met Myrna, and it moved me so much to meet this simple girl who was obviously so touched by Jesus, so touched by Our Lady, and that Our Lady and Jesus were using her in such a powerful way. And I really felt, well, we've got to bring her to England somehow. And I knew the time would be right at some stage. The Lord would tell us when. And it happened this year. It was all through some miraculous way, really, that she has managed to come over and bring with her, be accompanied by her bishop and Mel and Gabby and Peter. And it's been just such a wonderful, blessed time. And so many other people have been touched. This is what's been so beautiful. I think it's the simplicity of it all that is so wonderful. Really. I just know that it all comes from the heart. And it's something that the whole world should know about, really. The whole world should be able to hear about these beautiful messages. Our Lady's coming down to, excuse me, to talk to us all. And there's just a few listening, but everybody has to listen. Everybody has to listen. And, you know, live the way that Jesus is asking us to lead our lives in a good way, a loving way, a peaceful way, a happy, joyful way. And that's what we have to transmit to others, this beauty which comes from Jesus. It just comes from him.
We haven't seen any of the signs on Myrna, but just seen pictures.
I have just seen pictures, but I don't feel one needs signs. You just know when something is real. I feel very sad when people have to run after a sign, because if one sees a sign, well, that's beautiful. That's a great, you know, a sort of something extra, but you don't need that to convert you or for you to believe. You just don't need it.
That's a sort of a bait, isn't it?
Probably, yes.
Those who are hungry will bite.
Of course they will.
And those who are not, they won't.
That's so true. So true. Yeah. Oh, yes. It's been wonderful. I'll just be sad when it's all finished. So we have to look forward to the next time.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Denise.